27. Okay, here's, "My son, give attention to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence. For from it flow the spring of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of the feet and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil." Let's pray before we start. Heavenly Father, just come before you this morning and just ask that Holy Spirit pour your spirit over each one of us and speak to us directly. May your word refresh our heart and mind, and may every word of yours take captive of our mind. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So continue this journey on the prophet. Last few times I'm going through the book of Prophet, and chapter 4, we can just a bit of recap. We can see a divider every time when a new session a new theme being brought up. The author here actually have a divider. Basically, we can look at, you know, verse 1. It says, "Hear, O son, the instruction of a father, and give attention to give attention that you may gain understanding." And then another divider we saw in verse 10. He said, "Hear, my son, and accept my saying, and the years of your life will be many." We see that each time that the author highlighted a new section with a divider, with "my son," he for me, and then pay attention. And here we come to, you know, verse 20. He said that, "My son, give attention to my word. Incline your hearts to my saying. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are the life to those who find them and health to all their whole body." And if you look through, you know, verses 20 to 27, immediately some key things that themes that start jumping up to you is the body part. You're talking about the eyesight, you're talking about your heart, your ears, and you talk about the whole body. And it's kind of using this, is the new theme that being bring up in this proverb, you know, from 20 to 27, talking about body. It's not just talking about body, it's actually talk about heart matter. The highlight here is verse 23. It says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life." It talk about that, you know, everything, it talk about this heart is, you know, not just a heartbeat, obviously talking about our thinking, how we, you know, how our philosophy, or how we, it talk about that the heart is guiding. It say here is where from it flow the spring of life. It talk about that life is not just like giving you like physical life. It talk about all your behavior. Your heart actually direct how you behave, how your action, how your word is. And so you see in this proverb, we talk about that it's highlight first, like thought most important is guard your heart with all your diligence, with all your effort, because everything that you say, every action you take, it's all come from that heart. And here that, you know, beginning you talk about like how you listen to the instructions, and on the verse 24 it talk about the mouth. Mouth is in the book of Jeremiah, talk about, you know, it's like a metaphor of a rudder in a ship. It's very small, but it's affecting the whole body. And we know that, you know, come with our word, come with the creative power, like God's created the world with his spoken word. And we know that word can be constructive, can be edifying, but at the same time can be destructive. And here that the author, warn us that stay away from anything that is devious. Stay away from anything that is deceitful, that from your lips, because it's not good for you. So if I might, I want you to, you know, turn to the book of James, chapter 3, 11. You know, in the book of James, almost like the at least, you know, the whole, almost the heart, like the major part of chapter 3 is talking about tongues. It talks about how powerful the tongues is. It here, it say that the tongue is like, is a small, verse 5, the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it boasts of great things. Behold how great a forest is set aframe by a small fire. It warning us that, you know, little word that we say can affect, have like significant impact on people and also on things. And it, we have to guard our word. And it also mentioned, you know, if I can bring it down to verse 9 to 11, you know, with it we bless our Lord the Father, and with it it curse man who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brother, this thing ought not to be the way. Does the fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Basically, it is saying that, you know, we can curse with our mouth, we can bless with our mouth, but it tied again to the heart. It comes from the heart. And how could cursing and blessing the same time coming from us, give our heart? So it's examined by through our word, the word that we say to people, that we examine and dig deeper into, you know, the core of our heart, and see that, you know, a lot of time, you know, in other part, it talk about inspecting your own heart and take away those things that is not pleasing to God. And I think using that is a good thing to reflect on, is how we speak to one another. A lot of time, you know, here Solomon here is actually telling us that, you know, stay away even to half truth. Stay away from any deceiving. Sometimes white lies sometimes get us, you know, quicker way, or say a nicer thing that you don't mean it, or just making, you know, empty compliment. Here is a warning that don't even go there, because it come affecting your heart as well. It's examine, go into your heart, that if there's any falsity and insincerity in it, is a reflection of what is going on inside you as well. And so by be on guard and put, you know, guard your heart, be on guard, and also, you know, examine your mouth, what you speak, and also at the same time, you know, stay away from those half-truths, or, you know, here's the deceitful thing, that not just saying that it is outright lies, but it could be, you know, things that we say it but we don't mean it, and it build and become our habit. It's something that, you know, you do it so often that you just take, you didn't even think about it, and it become a habit, and you have that falsity building into your life. So here, the author warns us against foam, and to say put away, stay away from it, not even get close to it, and put the devious leaves far from you. And the second part, that another important body part that is being mentioned in this particular, you know, section, is talking about eyes. He says that let your eyes look directly ahead, let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. It kind of tied, if you remember the last session, verse 10 to 19, we have this image of walking the path. And here's obviously where you're looking affect whatever path that you are taking. And here the offer very clear, you know, there's only one way, there's no, like, you know, there's right way or wrong way, there's no middle path that you can go. And here it say that your eyes is actually giving you a direction where you're looking at. The things that you associate and look at will affect the path that you take. And obviously, you know, from example from the Bible, like, you know, people stumble because of the eyes. You know, the very first one is Eve, right? That when the serpent tempted her, it's like, look at how beautiful this forbidden fruit is. And it's the first thing that draw to the temptation is the lust of the eyes. Like, you know, looking at, it's beautiful, it's nice, it's good food to eat, and then stumble as a result. Another, you know, example from the Bible is David. You know, he was, you know, obviously, you know, wake up in the middle of the day and then look over and then saw Bathsheba taking a bath, and then he stumbled and he ended up murdering the husband. And so it is warning us here this morning that, you know, whatever that you're looking at, be aware of what you are looking at and only look at the right way and the God's way. And come to the, you know, verse 26 and 27. It talk about that, you know, you put watch the path of your feet and all the ways will be established. Do not turn to the left nor the right and turn your foot away from the evil. Exactly echo, you know, the theme before, you know, don't go any other way, but walk the way. It talk about this morning is like how your heart, examine your heart and guard your heart because it will affect your whole behavior. And at the same time, watch the way that you're going because it could be leading to the way of destructions. And one, you know, one example that I can think of is actually pornography. This is a Christian organization in Hong Kong. It's called Sex Culture and Education. And basically this organization is promoting what is the Christian view of sex. And they go to school and teach them and all this, and they will translate, you know, research paper and share, you know, bring it to the school and present a Christian view of what is sex. It's like in God's eye and all this. And I remember one of the study that I was reading from it is some European study and talk about, you know, how it get, you know, they, when they say, you know, a murderer does not become a murderer just overnight. There's obviously things leading to a way that he finally committed the great grievous sin. And same way, you know, for a sexual offender, it all started with something very simple, curiosity about sex. And they go online, you know, look at pictures, and then they go into porn, like movies and all this, and it become more, you know, even, you know, more distorted. And so it talk about, you know, initially it's just a normal sex, you know, they look at the porn, and then it gets more crazy, like animal and all these crazy things. It's getting worse and worse, and then they put into the actions, and they become sexual offender. And it doesn't just turn overnight. It's one temptation from the beginning. And so it's kind of really match kind of with the warning that we got this morning from Proverbs 4. It's like, watch where you're going. Fix your eyes on the only right thing and the right direction, and don't turn any other ways because, you know, the enemy is like the roaring lions, like, you know, seeking to devour and any opportunity being given to you. And so the warning here this morning is, you know, look at your heart, guard your heart, and look what you're speaking, like your the word coming from your mouth, the things that you see, and also your behavior. And immediately when I'm looking at this particular passage, I was reminded about, you know, Philippians chapter 4, 8. So we can all turn to that. Philippians chapter 4, 8. They say, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellent, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. I think this is a really good, like, you know, reminder that always associate us with all the good things, all the lovable thing, the truth, the good repute, associate like with good thing around us so that, you know, we don't get tempted so easily and we can still keep our heart pure for God. And I just, you know, this is how, you know, that's keep coming up to me is how important the things that we associate, you know. And so this morning, I would like to, you know, us to spend a bit more time actually looking at the three things that about the things that we speak, the things that we see, and the things that we do. And all bowed down to is the heart issues. And I would like to, you know, to invite you guys tonight, this morning, spend a bit of time reflecting on what you say, what you do, what you see. And lay it before God and ask God to show light, like if there is anything that's not pleasing, and ask Him to help you to stay away from them. And If Jackie can come up, well, you know, let's a bit of time to just really dig deeper. You know, the word reminded us about these three things that is. And also one thing that, you know, it didn't mention in the later part, but at the very beginning, it talked about incline your ears to my saying. Here it talks about the ears too, because especially, you know, today's the media is such a powerful, you know, not just image, but also the music we hear, the word that we hear. And so, again, that is another thing to also remind us is what we hear, what we see, what we speak, and what we do.
God is able, He will never fail. He is Almighty God, greater than all we need, greater than all we have. He has done great things.
God is able.
God is able. He will never fail. He is Almighty God, greater than all we need, greater than all we have. He has done great things. Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. God is with us, God is on our side. He will make a way. Far above all we know, far above all we hope, He has done great things. Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. God is with us, He will go before. He will never leave us, He will never leave us. And God is for us, He has open arms. He will never fail us, He will never fail us. And God is with us, He will go before. He will never leave us, He will never leave us. God is for us, He has open arms. He will never fail us, He will never fail us. Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome, for the Lord our God is able. For the Lord our table.
God, just thank you for reminding us that you are the able God. You die for us and you give us the power to overcome, you know, all temptation. And you are the one who provide a way out for us, God. And I just ask, God, that this morning, God, just speak to my brother and sister, God. Is there anything that, you know, that caused them to stumble, God? Show them. Let their eyes be fixed upon you. Your way, God, only your way and no other way, God. So help us, God, because you are the able God, you are the loving God, you are the mighty God. And we know that we can look at you and walk towards you with no fear. And help us, God, remove anything that is stumbling us, whether that is something from our mouth, from our eyes. And I pray, Father God, that our ears will be only attentive to your word and to your teaching, just as you have taught us in the book, you know, in the book of Proverbs, God, to give attention to your saying, to your word, to your truth, God, that our ears only open to that truth, God, and my mouth is only come forth with blessing and encouraging word, and only with word of praise and worship, God. May our eyes continue to fix upon you, God. And our feet be continue to walk the path, no matter whether the road is narrow or not, God, that we know that you are right in front of us with your opening arm and guiding us, God. Thank you, God, for being with us. Let's turn, you know, our word into a powerful weapon for God. Let's pray for those who are sick, who suffer from cancer and, you know, on the list. Let's really contend for them. Let's pray for those who are suffering from various illness and also for their salvations. Let's continue content for those who are looking for jobs and pray. For those suffer from various infirmities, pray for healing. Also, not on the list is also Emily Rosie. She just had an operation yesterday morning on her toe, and so she's in hospital today. And also pray for her speedy recovery. Let's pray for those who are looking for employment. Really pray that, you know, God will speed up the process for them. Let's turn to prayer focus on country focus. We pray for Indonesia and Singapore. Thank you. Let's move on to the list to the education ministry. Noah's asked SP Youth and the college group. Pray for the teachers, pray for the leaders in all these three different ministry. Particularly lift up Noah's art because Pastor Carol is not well, so she's been not able to, you know, taking the lead of the Noah's art. So let's pray the teacher will come together, you know, and we, you know, fill in the place for P. Carol. Let's pray for the SP family and marriages. Pray for the unity, and you know, if there is any reconciliations that need to be happening in their marriage, let's pray for that too. I heard that, you know, some good testimony from marriage couple that how God worked miracle in their life and putting them back together. So let's give thanks to God, praise to God, but also pray for those that are still in work in progress. Really pray for full restoration in the family unit. Let's also pray for this weekend, the Sunday service. Pastor Tan Su will be preaching. It's his first time, so pray for him. I think he's a bit nervous, but pray for him and may the word of God come from his mouth be impactful and have carried the power of God. Also pray for Sunday worship, hospitality team, the Noah's Arts, SP Youth, and also there's training for the prison ministry happening this morning. Pray for Tim and Catherine. GIC classes, there's two classes going on. Haish and Hansu are teaching them, and all the other meeting that is going on this weekend. Dear Lord, just thank you for being with us this morning, God. I just pray that your presence continue to be with all of us, God. God, that Holy Spirit, I just ask that you be continue to that counselor for us. And anything that, you know, come in our path, God, I just ask that this great discernment from the Holy Spirit will continue to speak louder in our heart and guide our every step, God. Please be with us, you know, for, you know, the rest of the day, God. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So feel free to stay back and enjoy, you know, your fellowship with God this morning. Have a good day.